Chapter 2. The New Job. The story of Karen and her brown envelope began in 1972 when she took a new job at a nuclear factory in Oklahoma. Before that, she worked as a secretary, but in 1972, she was really tired of a secretary's life. She looked in the newspaper and saw that there was a job at the nuclear factory. The pay was much better than a secretary's pay, and the work was more interesting. She went to see Mr. Bailey, the manager of the factory, and she was surprised and happy when he gave her the job immediately. He asked Karen to start work the next day. On her first day at the factory, Karen learnt a lot. Mr. Bailey told her that she had to wear a special white coat, some special shoes, and a white hat.
"These clothes protect you from radioactive dust," he said. "There isn't really any danger, of course. Everything is safe here. We check everything all the time."
"I see," said Karen.
"You need an identity card to get into the factory every morning. Just give me a photograph of you, and I'll give you a card. A pretty picture of a pretty girl."
He smiled. Karen didn't like that smile.
"He thinks I'm stupid," she thought. "Why do men always think that pretty girls are stupid?"
He was still speaking.
"Now I'll call Mrs. Phillips. She'll take you round the factory and show you your laboratory. The manager there will explain the job to you. Don't worry, it's very easy."
He smiled his thin smile again. The door opened and Mrs. Phillips came in. She was about 40 years old and a little fat. She looked afraid.
"You wanted me, Mr. Bailey?"
"Yes, Susan. This is Karen Silkwood. She's going to work with you in your laboratory. Could you take her around the factory and tell her about the work?"
"Oh, I see. Of course, Mr. Bailey. Please follow me, Miss Silkwood."
When the office door closed, Mrs. Phillips smiled at Karen and said,
"That was lucky. Usually, if he calls me, he wants to shout at me about something. Please call me Susan. Can I call you Karen?"
"Of course," said Karen.
They walked down a long corridor with heavy doors on both sides. Susan opened one of the doors.
"This is our laboratory."
Karen saw six or seven people in the room. They were all wearing white gloves, and their hands were inside a big glass box. There were holes in the side of the box, just big enough for hands. Everyone looked at Karen.
"What's in the box?"
Karen asked Susan. Everyone laughed.
"Not chocolate," said one worker.
"Or beer," said another.
"Don't listen to them," said Susan. "It's fuel rods and uranium. We put uranium into the fuel rods. That's why you must always wear your gloves. And when you leave the laboratory, always remember to take off your gloves and check your hands in front of the scanner."
She showed Karen the scanner, which was near the door.
"If there's any radioactive dust on your hands, the scanner knows at once. An alarm rings all over the factory.
And when the alarm rings, the party begins, said one man.
Party? Karen asked.
You can take off all your clothes and have a swim with lots of water.
He means they wash you in a shower, said Susan. It doesn't happen very often. Karen went home happy at the end of the day. She didn't think that the work was difficult, and the money was good. Very good.